Good morning.
Happy New Year to you all.
And to you.
This being the first Sunday in 2025, I would like to welcome you all to this morning service at Emmanuel and Highworth Church, which is part of the Swindon Old Town Partnership of Churches. I would also like to welcome all visitors who are amongst us this morning for the first time. Please make yourselves known to me or to the stewards after the service. Reverend Jordan will be leading the service this morning. And also greetings to those who are listening through recording. I hope you feel part of Emmanuel. The Bible reader this morning is Pam Weston, and the reading will be taken from the New Testament, from the book of John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Prayers of intercession will be led by Liz Gibney, and most of the notices can be found in the weekly news, but I've got two additional notices to make. The first one is Emmanuel Dramatic Society. Tickets for the annual pantomime will be on sale after church this morning in the foyer, so do go through and book your seats for the fun show. The next announcement is that there will be tea and coffee after the service. I'll now light the Christ candle as we remain in silence to prepare for the service.
Good morning and welcome and happy new year to you all. That was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, thank you. And I really loved it. So yes, it's a lovely way to begin the first service of the year. Thank you very much. Here we are. Look at, it's the 5th of January and we've had weather scares, we've had the announcement of the end of the world happening somewhere in airports. And you were here this morning, and others are following through the recorded version. So It's biblical. When people proclaim the end of the world, it's not necessarily going to happen as people said so. Though I have spoken to a few members of the congregation today who had a bit of difficulty starting their journey, and others weren't too sure what it was like. But here in Swindon, the rain and the temperature took care of the beauty of the snow. It was pretty last night. I mean, if you take out all the cancelled flights and all that sort of thing. If you're in an airport, it's not that much fun. We gather for worship, the first Sunday of 2025. And why do I feel it's at least a month old already when it's only 5 days? But that's how life goes. We gather for worship. As Maria said, we're part of the partnership of churches and different activities. And in certain parts of the world, tonight is an exciting night. The 5th of January, in some parts of the world, is the night that children will leave their shoes out to be filled with presents when they wake up tomorrow morning. Because the camels will come round, and on the camels, the three wise men, and they will leave presents. Not Santa, but the three wise men with their presents. And that's the part of the madness I grew up with. We were the only family in the neighborhood who had Christmas presents. All my friends had a 6th of January presents until we rebelled and told our parents that we didn't want to be different from the kids, so don't take the Christmas presents away, but add the 6th of January presents. And so instead of leaving whatever you leave for Santa, it's grass for the camels and water for the camels, nothing for the wise men. Because in their wisdom, they know they've got a long way to go, so they can't drink on the way. Let's come back to church service. The psalm for this morning. The Lord heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. The Lord counts the stars and calls them all by name. How great is our Lord! His power is absolute. His understanding is beyond comprehension. The Lord supports the humble, but he brings the wicked down into the dust. And this is something that Jesus will take up in his ministry. This is something our life as followers of Jesus Christ calls us to proclaim. And today is the day that the church remembers those who come from afar, outside the Jewish world of the Messiah, to recognize the babe that is born. Let us begin by singing together. All verses. There we are. Rejoice and sing. It's 184 all verses. As with gladness, men of old did the guiding star behold.
As with gladness, men. Thou most gracious Lord, with thee, and as his joyful senses say, let him bend the knee before thee. So may we with willing feet and a seat adoring seat. As they offer gifts so rare at thy cradle plain and bare, so may we with holy joy, pure and free from sin alloy, all our costliest treasures bring, Christ to thee, our heavenly King. O Jesus, every day, keep us in thy narrow way. And when earthly things are past, bring our ransomed souls at last, where they need no star to guide, where no clouds thy glory hide. In your heavenly footing ground, in your holy ground, thou is thy
be seated. We prepare for a time of prayer, a prayer where we will give thanks, where we will bring our confession to God, and where we will end the prayer, this prayer, with the words of the Lord's Prayer. Dear God, your love reaches as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness soars through the skies. Your righteousness towers like the highest peaks. Your justice reaches the depths of the sea. We find shelter beneath your wings. We feast on the abundance you provide. We open our eyes and drink in your goodness. For you are the source of all life, and in your light we see light. Let us pray. It's the first Sunday of the year, dear God. But the change of a year is just that. We gathered for worship last Sunday, we gather for worship today. Our coming together does not depend on the calendar's turning of pages. We come to praise you. We come in awe of who you are and what you do. We come recognizing our failings. But we come to you because you are the source of light, of hope, and of love. These are challenging times we live in. From times of great plans and high hopes, for times of chaos and disappointment, we praise you, the architect of life. For times of plenty or times of want, we praise you, the abundant one. For times of breathing easy, for times when we couldn't catch our breath, we praise the source of spirit. For times we'll never make it through, for times of thank God we made it. Praise the way out of no way. For times of healing, for times of woundedness, we praise the Anointed One. For times of wholeness, for times of brokenness, we praise the One that is the One. For times of appreciation, for times of thanklessness, praise to the name above all names. For times of adulation and for times of persecution, our praise to the Divine Advocate. For those times surrounded by friends in solidarity, and for those times abandoned in solitude, praise the One who sees us. For times of harmony and peace, for times of turmoil and unrest, praise the Unfaltering One. For times of knowing, for times of unknowing, praise the source of wisdom. for times of welcoming newness and transformation, for times of grieving death and loss. Praise to the Consoling One. For times past and times to come, for the year that ended and the year that is just beginning, may we praise and praise and praise. Loving God, forgive us when we don't praise. Forgive us when we find excuses to blame you for everything. Forgive us when we don't recognize that your work in the world sometimes doesn't happen as we would want it to, but does happen. Forgive us if we forget that you are the source of who we are. Forgive us. Dear God, forgive us for what we don't do. And forgive us for what we do and shouldn't do. Forgive us, O Lord, if we forget that you are the God of love, of justice, of peace and reconciliation. And turning to you, in our praise and our confession, we recognize that you are the one. And from your love, we are nurtured and grow and become new. To you be the glory. And in our lives and the lives of your people everywhere, the light of that which is new, through your grace. We are your children. And as your children, we can say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, ever, ever, and ever. Amen. The words of praise that I read at the beginning came into my computer on the 1st of January, and I printed them because I said, I want to share them with the congregation. The author is a minister of the United Church of Christ in the United States of America, Chris Merezchuk. And if we could find in all these different moments of life the capacity of praise, we are making an affirmation in the world of things that can be, even when they aren't. In that spirit, I am now going to light the candle of peace, because it is a sign of our praising God, that light, feeble light, may shine in our lives to be able to be part of peace. And once the candle is lit, we will share what we have been able to set apart for the offering, and then have the words of the grace said altogether. Yes. Thank you. What is in the plate, dear God, and what we give in different ways, they're yours. And at this time we pray in this dedication that your blessing may be on those that decide how this offering is used, that our lives may be an offering to you in who we are and what we have and what we share, that it may be to the glory of your name and the bettering of this world. Amen. And we share the words of the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you very much. The choir will now sing the anthem, Ding Dong. Pam will now lead us in the reading for this morning.
The New Testament reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18, and is on page 88. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being.
What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.'" From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Pam. Thank you so much for the reading and the way it was read. From Sing Praise now, hymn 276, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee." Is thy faithfulness, Lord of concorder, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, great mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars,
hosts and their courses above. Joined with all nature and manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin, and the peace that endureth, thine open doors to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings on one with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, mercies I see. For thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Please be seated. Your light shines, dear God. May it shine in a way that we will understand what your light does. And the light we receive from you come together with the light of those in the world who do your will. Inspire us and lead us. Amen. Interestingly enough, between yesterday and the day before, I'd say 80% of the lights on the houses on the street where I live have come down. But last night, just before I went to bed, looked through the window just across. Snow there, but there was one house that still had Christmas tree in their porch outside, and it was shining. Not all lights have gone down. Not all decorations have come down. Christmas is still very much part of our reflection, our thoughts, our singing, our candles. And I hope that the experience of celebrating the birth of Jesus is still alive among us. That it's not something that we can pack into the same box we will put the Christmas decorations whenever we decide to do them and bring them out in December next year, just before we get into the Christmas spirit. Or if you do your shopping in certain places, it could be October that you get invited to come into the Christmas spirit. Only 10 months for that now, so get ready. Because the journey hasn't finished. As a matter of fact, the journey is continuous. As I said, tonight marks Epiphany, the Magi representing the wider world, recognizing the birth of the child who will change the world. We sung about it. And while this was going on back then, according to the Gospel of Matthew, the birth of Jesus led to some of the most horrendous events of the New Testament. The response from the powers of the world of then seemed to be inspiring the powers of the world today. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus soon had to flee to Egypt because their life was in danger. They become refugees. And though lots of people in the world today don't like the word, that's exactly what happened. They had to leave where they were because their life was in danger. And Egypt, in the memory of the Jewish people, was not any place. It was a place rooted with meaning and remembrance of oppression. And then Herod felt threatened because the information he requested from those who had come to worship the newborn king, as the star had indicated, did not come back to the palace to tell him where the baby was. And he ordered the massacre of all infant boys 2 years and under. And that is part, admittedly, in the Gospel of Matthew, of the Christmas story. Happened, biblically, in these days. And those incidents of the Bible are repeated in the world today. And we know that it is happening in Ukraine, in Palestine, in Syria, in Myanmar, in Yemen, in Sudan. Each of these is caused by the direct decision of those in power. It's different from a tsunami. It's different from drought. That is nature responding, often to actions of human beings. But those conflicts for which we light the peace candle and have been doing that for a very long time, are caused because some group of people, one person, a group of people, have said this has got to happen. And it happens like this. So when we hear the reading from the Gospel of John, the prologue of the Gospel of John today, we see it in the light of this that is happening. And it says, Jesus comes to us as life and light, and darkness cannot overcome it. It also says he came into the world, yet his own did not accept him. And I must confess that particularly this year, these last weeks, it is interesting. I don't know, what a stupid word. It is painful, not interesting. How many people who will openly speak of their faith, who will openly, in their rallies, sell their version of the Bible, will be part of this destruction that goes on in the world. The Word became flesh, and I love this, because I've always said, as it says in the Bible, the Word became flesh and lived among us. Until I got to theological college, and they said the Greek word means, and set his tent among us. Because the tent is less permanent. You set up a tent because you're going to move on. If you're going to live in a place, then you build a house. And then we've read of the refugee camps, the tents have been bombed and destroyed. We have seen his glory, a glory that we don't know of any other way. It's the first Sunday of the year. But in many of these things, it's continuation of what happened last year and the year before. But our job, our task, our calling as followers of Jesus Christ, and I will emphasize that, as followers of Jesus Christ, is to proclaim light. Because he is the light of the world. This is our task. This is our calling. We are grateful for the light that shines, even if it is a feeble light. We are grateful that our light will join with the lights of others, even if it is a feeble light. We are grateful for all those people who do so much to make this world a better place, even in the midst of darkness, of peril, of destruction. You all read probably this year that the oldest man to be president of the United States of America died, Jimmy Carter. I don't know what he was like as a president. I remember a few things. Well, I do remember more than a few things. But what he was as a person was mocked by so many. He was a weak man. He was feeble. He didn't have strength. And yet he never gave up until a few weeks before he died, working for Houses for Humanity, Habitat for Humanity, building houses in many parts of the world for those who had nowhere to go. And I must confess my anger at those who eulogized him in words, but have chosen to live in a totally different way from what that one frail, simple human being decided to do with his life. I thought of him, but I also thought of a number of other people. People who worked for Doctors Without Borders, nurses and doctors under very difficult circumstances. I did some hospital visitation this week, and I was asked to put on masks. I hadn't done that for ages because of the flu. And then I was told some of the members of our congregation have had cases of this, and I've had to keep out of self-defense or defense for others, not isolated, but at a distance. What they're doing is a very small little thing, but it's also a light in the world. The sooner we understand or grasp the fact that the light is okay if it's a small light, because it's a light with others, we'll be able to see our role in the world. I don't want the light of those new LED headlights that hit my eyes when I'm coming from Highworth in the dark and they blind me for a few seconds. I won't openly, in front of the microphone of the church as it's being recorded, saying that I swear at them, but I don't have peaceful thoughts for them. Shall we put it that way? Is it needed? Is that light that blinds as useful as the weak light that indicates? And if anything, I would invite us to be that small light that indicates rather than a light that blinds. Light the candle flame. Light the candle flame. These candles. That candle. The peace candle. That candle. The candle, or the lights people put up on their houses for Christmas. Just enough to make a difference. But a difference that signaled something. And I'm grateful that they don't blind us, because that would cause accidents and would affect people. But lights that show the difference between dark and light, that's what we are called to be. There is darkness in the world, and I will never, ever deny it. But you know, we can only see darkness if there's light. And we can only see light if there's darkness. It's not the same. But what will break darkness is a little bit of light, and then we will realize the difference. And think of all those people that you would put on the list of those who are shining even a little bit of light in your lives, in your family lives, in the world. And how what you are putting on that list very often are the simple little things of life that make a difference. John tells us about the darkness, and we realize that shadows and light often go hand in hand. He also mentions there that he came into the world, but his own people didn't recognize him. And that is so true. But always remember, there are more people in the world that do recognize, that do things of the light, than those that don't. The fact that you don't get into a newspaper sometimes is a good thing. Just think of all those people that do get into the newspaper And I'm not sure we want to be identified with some of those. Those of you who have a keen eye will have noticed that for some weeks now in the weekly news, under the title of Thought for the Week, I have been including the articles of the Universal Declaration for Human Rights. I'm not too sure how many people read that section, to be dead honest, but okay, I'm not going to complain about that, whine about that today. There's not many left to be published, probably a couple of weeks more. And why did I decide to do that? Because the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948, has been called a beacon of light in the midst of darkness for so many people, where faith is not necessarily possible or available or something they live. Somebody once said they were the lay Bible in the world today. And that's why so many people are terrified of the International Criminal Court, of the European Commission on Human Rights or whatever form, because the human rights as they are, and as have you been reading them, and it'll appear for the next 2 or 3 weeks, are light in the midst of darkness. To those who are in darkness, to those who are prisoners, tortured, have no access to health or education, that is something that most countries of the world have accepted as a sign of light. I admit, without any embarrassment whatsoever, that human rights is one of the issues that nurture my ministry, for what it means to so many people. And the reaction of the government in Argentina that is trying to close down every sort of historical settings of human rights produced yesterday one of the largest popular demonstrations in the country for years, where the people said, no, this is important to us. They're the guiding thoughts for our faith as well. Why do we light the amnesty candle? Why do we light the amnesty candle every Sunday? Because for many people, it represents the light in the midst of darkness. I believe that though they are not necessarily religious, each of these actions feed in to our faith, nurture our faith, and challenge our faith. Crucial in a world where there is so much darkness, they are light, and so are we. Christmas, followed by Epiphany, reminds us of the light of the world, the light that led those from lands afar, strange lands, that saw the star and followed it and came, and then were warned to go back by a different way because their life and the life of that child was in danger. Shadows exist. We all know that. We can all see them. And that's why we need to shine our light. That's why we can't take our light for granted. That's why we meet as a community. That's why we sing what we sing. That's why we read the Bible as we read it, in our daily notes, in the prayer group, in all those little things that just seem, oh, another thing. They aren't another thing. And I've been authorized to say this. I saw Jean Batten this week, a totally transformed Jean Batten. From the sadness she had a few days ago to the joy of laughing, sitting not in bed but in the armchair in her room, smiling and laughing. And she said to me, and this is what I got her permission to say, knowing the prayers of the people of the church for her, she has felt them physically. She has felt that you are doing that. And it's not only Jean. This is what something like the prayer group does. It reminds people they aren't alone. It is light in the darkness. And even though we are few sometimes, And sometimes I can't even make it. Sometimes I've forgotten it's this Thursday and not next Thursday. We aren't a small light. Let me tell you that there are more people shining light in this world than we are cared to remember. And that makes the difference. My prayer, may God help us not to fall into despair or lose hope. Light shines in the world, and John says the world will not be able to turn it out. We live by this, and we are called to share it. Thanks be to God for that. Amen. Our next hymn from Sing Praise Again, it's hymn 311, Take This Moment, Sign and Space.
Take this moment, sign and space. Take my friends around. Here among us, make the place where your love is found. Take the time to call my name. Take the time to who I am and what I mean, all I fail to tell. Take the tiredness of my days, take my past regret, letting your forgiveness take the little child in me, scared of growing old. Help me to find my worth, made in Christ's own mold. Take my talents, take my skills, take what's yet to be. Let my life be yours, and yet let it still be me.
Please be seated. And Liz will now lead us in the prayers of intercession for this Sunday.
Let us pray. As we come towards the 12th night, approach the time of Epiphany, we too travel like the Magi. Life is a journey. For this year, we leave behind the celebration and excitement of the coming of Jesus and now follow the star and the wise men forwards in our own search for direction and meaning in God's world. Through the dark of the darkest night, through the loneliest of the loneliest day, onwards to the light of the lightest day. With less than a month since the shortest of these days, life is still full of darkness. But we know to hope and believe that the lighter days are coming in the not too distant future. Likewise, we see that the world around us is full of darkness, full of fear and anxiety, full of threats of downward spirals, full of conflicts and failing resolutions. We pray for all countries, nations and states that are at a war, for those who are caught up in conflict, and those who suffer grievously at the hands of others. We pray for those who are made homeless, jobless, and for those who feel abandoned. In particular, we pray for Syria that it may move towards stability, aided by its people and surrounding nations. Specifically, we remember the women of Afghanistan,
yes,
deprived of liberties and freedoms. We are mindful of those who have been affected by terrorist attacks in Germany and the USA and pray for an end to mindless aggression. May this year bring peace to your people. May we seek reconciliation and not stop hoping for a better way. May the warring factions have their own epiphanies and see new ways to live alongside their neighbours. May your light, Lord, shine on a new path. May we see a new road ahead. We do not have to be involved in a war to know that even in peacetime, people in our own country suffer unjustly. We pray for all those who are lonely, hungry, abused, or ostracized, for those who cannot afford to pay their bills, for those who stumble, for those who struggle to feed their children, and for those who strive and fail to keep warm.
Yes.
We pray in hope for them, remembering that often we are part of the solution.
Yes.
May 2025 bring a renewed desire to treat our planet more kindly. We pray for politicians, business leaders, unions, scientists, and all who collectively have power to change the way we live. We pray that individuals may truly care about the futures of our children and to do all they can to preserve our world, little by little, step by step, from the dark bleakness of the forecasts to a brighter, cleaner, and fairer world. We pray in hope. As the three kings brought gifts to the baby Jesus, help us to see what gifts we too can bring. Help us to encourage others to recognize and use their gifts, not only here in our church, but in the wider community. We may not see what we have to offer, so we ask that we might be guided to search ourselves more honestly and resolutely, that possibilities might manifest within us and we shall be moved to continue our journey in a new light. May we, in hope, bring our gifts to you, our God. We pray for those who work in social and health care, knowing the many problems in our broken health service. We pray that we can work towards a better way of caring. We remember those who are unwell, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually, those who are anxious and scared, those who cannot imagine their way ahead, those who mourn, and those who fear. Comfort our friends, family, and neighbours. In the silence, we remember those close to us. Comfort those whose names we do not know. O Lord, our Father, our Mother, bring light into our darkness. Bring companionship into our solitude and bring direction into our wanderings. But most of all, bring hope. We praise these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Liz, for those prayers. Our closing hymn, it's hymn from Rejoice and Sing, hymn 192, Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when you came to earth for me. but in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Throne and thy kingly crown, when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for me. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang to proclaim thy royal decree. But the lonely birth, the Lord on earth, in a great humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is no shade of the forest tree. But thy rest was found on the stony ground in the desert of Galilee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for Thou camest, Lord, the living word, and set thy people free. Though with mocking scorn and with crown of thorn, they bore thee to Calvary. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, thy cross is the only. When hymns arches ring and the glad choirs sing, and thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. And my heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me. The words I'm closing the service with today are written by Howard Thurman, who was a civil rights activist in the United States of America, and they're words that are stirring. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. And may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with this world, that we may shine the light we have been given to shine, and the world will be transformed. Go in that peace. Amen. They were wonderful prayers. Thank you. Thank you for being so happy. Thank you.